Empower Radio presents The Butterfly Moment. It's the classic quantum leap in personal growth. Now here are your hosts for The Butterfly Moment, John Shelter and Carrie Hall on Empower Radio.
Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome to The Butterfly Moment. My name is John Shelter and I have the best job in the world. I'm sitting here in Michigan looking out from the studio at the most glorious spring day in May I've seen in a long time. Carrie's off on assignment as a photographer today, so I'll be flying solo. I'm really, really excited about the guests that I'm going to be having on the show today. They're some of my favorite people, and I look forward to talking to them. First and foremost, want to talk to you about the Butterfly Moment. The Butterfly Moment is about movers and shakers. It's about people who are making a difference in the world. And those are the type of people that I'm going to be talking about today. And it's going to be a little bit of a creative experience, but it's going to be fun. But first, I'd like to start with a question. This is a question that I ask you every week. What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? Is your life where you want it to be? What is your dream? Here's an example that I've used before on the show, but I just love it, and I think it's so applicable. Let's say that you're at a restaurant, and the waitress comes up to you and says, "What do you want? What would you like to have?" And you say, "I'm really hungry." And she asks, "Well, you know, I need to know." Well, she says, "Well, I'm so hungry, you know, that I think I'm starving." Well, eventually she's going to walk away because she doesn't know what you're thinking. She doesn't know. She can't read your mind. She doesn't know what you want. Well, the universe is the same way. The universe likes clarity. They like people who know what they want. And if you tell the waitress, which is the universe, that I want the hamburger and the fries, and I want the salad, I want ham and eggs or whatever, that's what you're going to get. If you tell the universe that and point to the picture of what you want her to bring, that's what you're going to get. Life is kind of like a cookbook. You could go through and see a picture of something that you want to make, and as long as you put those elements together, you're going to have that end work product. So I ask you, what is your strategy? What are the things that are your hopes and dreams? What are the things that you want to do that you're not clear on? Well, I'd invite you to call our number or visit our website at empowerradio.com or our website at butterflycoach.com or call 586-997-HELP. 4357. And I would like to schedule a free coaching appointment with you. And we can talk about your strategies. We can talk about your hopes and dreams. We can focus entirely on you. I know I have another example that I know everyone can relate to. Have you ever seen a fly in the corner of a window, kind of beating its brains out, trying to get to the beautiful blue sky outside in the sunshine? Little does that fly know that probably 3 or 4 feet underneath him, the window's open. And he could be free to fly as much as he wanted if he would just not try harder, but look at what he's doing and the strategy of what he's doing. And change. Well, in a coaching session, it's my opportunity for you and I to talk about what strategies you need to get what you want. Are you like that fly that's knocking its head against the corner of the window, looking at what you think to be your goals? When if you just changed your strategy and went down 3 feet, the window would be open. The door to success would be yours. And so the universe loves clarity. If you'd like to see, I write an article for IDIS Magazine. If you'd like to participate and ask questions, feel free to contact me and I can get those questions and they can be part of our my article. Or if you have guests that you would like to see on this show, I would love to have that kind of feedback. Next week, Carrie will be back and we'll be talking to some new and different guests that will find a way to inspire you, find a way to make your own decisions in your life. Another example I like to kind of use about people who are really living to their fullest potential is every time that you give somebody a present, birthday present, Christmas present, doesn't really matter. When you give somebody a present, you want them to open it in front of you and hopefully enjoy, you know, whatever you chose to give them. Well, I think that God operates in the same way. That when he gives you a gift, whether it's a gift of music, whether it's a gift of business, whether it's a gift of being a grandmother, a grandparent, a professor, a hairdresser, he wants you to open it up and use it, just like you as the giver of a gift would want somebody to open it up and enjoy it. So part of the goal of the butterfly moment is to see what gifts you have inside of yourself that are yearning to be opened and shared with the world. Now, one last thing, we'll get to our guest, and this is about the butterfly moment. The butterfly moment was kind of a result of my involvement with the Butterfly Foundation, where we work with kids and we constantly see transformation. And I began to think, what was it like when the caterpillar went into the cocoon? And within a period of time being trapped in that silent, dark space, he must have thought that everything was lost. And then finally, as it began to grow, he began to, one step at a time, break out of this shell. And then somewhere along there was a moment where he realized that he wasn't just a caterpillar trapped in this cocoon, that he was something more. There was a point in time when he realized that he was, or she was, perhaps the most beautiful insect in the world, and that it could fly. Well, on this show, I believe that everyone has had butterfly moments, those profound moments of realization that you were more than you thought you could be, that you are indeed one of the most beautiful creatures that God has ever created. And in your own way, you can fly. It could have been something that happened to you in your childhood. It could have been something that happened to you when you're a teenager. My belief is that we have many butterfly moments throughout our life, but all of them need to be shared for inspiration. And all of them need to be acknowledged for the potential that we all are. So, as someone who does a radio show every week, I think about the guest I would like to have. And because today is the 6th anniversary of my mother's death, I was thinking to myself, wouldn't it be nice if I could get this unbelievable lady on my show? And so the thought occurred to me, because we have these conversations every weekend, that I can ask my brothers and sisters on the show, because collectively, they are her. They are part of her spirit. They are part physically of their own human development. And so I got together the next best thing. We're on a conference call today with Free Conference Call, and all of my brothers and my sisters and my niece are on the line to talk about my mother, her grandmother, on this very special day. And we will learn more about this person, and I'm sure that not only will be our opportunity to honor her as her offspring and kids, but share an inspiration. I was talking to my sister Beth today about the book we had started some time back that my mom wanted published about her life and what she had learned. And we're all inspired about doing that again. And so what I want to do is start with my sister Nancy, who's the oldest, introduce them, and just have a little chat in honor of this wonderful lady on the 6-year anniversary of her death. Nancy?
About Mom, I talk to her every day.
Hmm.
And she never complained about anything. Sometimes I asked her, I said, "How do you feel?" She'll say, "A lot better than yesterday."
Nancy.
And then I'd say, "Well, you said you were fine yesterday." She just kept going, no matter how she felt. Push it aside. Your mind is a powerful thing. Sometimes she didn't feel good. She accepted every challenge in life with joy.
Thank you. Mary?
I always admired the fact that she had her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. They were all in different places in their life, and she could feel for each one, from retirees all the way down to little babies, and how she, just loved every one of her children, grandchildren, and some were married, some were single, teenagers, and she also loved the idea of going to any of the kids' concerts, sports games, graduation, any kind of ceremony for the kids.
That's great.
And all the kids were just know their great grandma and their grandma,
mm-hmm.
and of course her own children.
Thank you, Di.
Well, I always remember that she was one to never look back, always look forward, and have no regrets, and no praise and glory, no sympathy for herself, and gratitude was, she taught us all that. Mm. Always be grateful for good times and bad.
Thank you. Great. Beth?
My mother celebrated moments. She loved celebrations. She loved to make cakes. She loved parties. And her favorite Bible verse was Ecclesiastes, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. And she loved to dance.
Hmm. That's fantastic. I'm going to back up and let the audience know that the reason my mother was so special is that when I was 11 years old, we were camping up north, and my father had a debilitating, completely catastrophic stroke that left him in a wheelchair for 11 years. And with a full family at home, no income, and barely any health insurance, and a man who could not talk. Could not talk. It was difficult to interpret what he was saying. Could not walk, and required 24/7 care. And during that time, we have calculated she probably lifted him in and out of her wheelchair for 10,000 times. And she was able to, that, and is my understanding of it, experienced this kind of caterpillar moment that after my dad passed, had really bloomed into this beautiful butterfly. Beth, could you kind of explain, you know, what happened to my dad?
He had a massive stroke, which left him paralyzed and had difficulty talking, walking, swallowing, and thinking at times.
And why wasn't therapy a possibility at that time?
My mother brought him home and took care of him at home, and we all helped. The whole family helped him take care of him.
Okay. Well, as we flash forward to her 75th birthday, something else happened, which kind of showed not only the nature of her personality, but showed her exquisite faith in provoking her own healing. What happened there, Beth?
When she had the major surgery,
right.
Is that what you're talking
right.
about?
Yeah, if Diane would share that would be
Go
fair.
Ahead, Di.
Oh, she had experienced some health issues, and she found out that she had a massive tumor in her abdomen, which turned out to be something that she needed to go and have surgery, University of Michigan, and she went through a breakthrough procedure at that time called the Whipple procedure and survived. And one thing I do remember is at the end of her surgery, the doctor said, I think we just gave your mom 10 years, and she lived 25.
Hmm.
So she was amazing to every doctor that I took her to after that was really amazed by her story, medically speaking.
Because the medical premise is that you cannot live without a pancreas, right?
Right.
And although she took insulin during the day a couple of times, she proved him wrong.
She proved him wrong. So really, really a medical miracle and a miracle to us.
Hmm.
I'm wondering about Jenny and her as a granddaughter and her experiences.
So my name is Jenny. I'm John's niece and Diane's daughter and Beatrice's granddaughter. I currently live in Chicago, but I was fortunate to grow up living just a block away from my grandma. I was truly blessed to have that experience. To sum it up, she was just so much fun to be around. She was so full of life. It was contagious. Living a block away from her, I was really fortunate that I could see her almost on a daily basis. She would just pop in and visit sometimes to just say hi when she's out on a walk or to show up with a whole tray of food that she cooked that morning or to tag along on whatever we were up to or ask if someone wanted to go get an ice cream with her. So that was amazing.
Hmm.
I love spending time with her. Both as a child and as an adult, we like to bake together. I volunteered to help her clean her house on Saturday mornings just because I like to hang out over at her house. She would come to a lot of my school events. My mom and grandma and I would go to church every Sunday together and grab breakfast after, which was a really nice time. I even became her sidekick and would tag along with her when she would go visit friends or family. She would go visit my aunt Connie and Uncle Al or Aunt Beth in Kalamazoo, and I would go along with her on the trip.
One of the things that I didn't mean to cut you off, Jenny. I just had a thought. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. She was just a beautiful matriarch of our family. But beyond that, she was one of my best friends, and she, certainly did everything she could to bring out what you talked about, Uncle John, that butterfly moment in everyone. And I was just so inspired by how she showed love to people in so many ways, whether it was a home cooked meal, showing her support at a sporting event or a play, or spending time together, being at the hospital when a new baby was born. She wasn't afraid to speak her mind either and tell you her concerns or her excitement about something that you were doing or working on. And she also led a lot through example. She just had so much strength, which many of you have talked about already. She was just a beautiful and wonderful person to be around.
Well, in terms of the family, the wonderful thing about my mom is that we had a degree of exquisite happiness despite the tragedy. And one story that I'd like to share was when I was about 12 or 13, I kept telling my mom that I thought that there was something that happened at work, that the carbon monoxide exposure had caused the heart attack, and that she would be, my dad was affected by that. And I said, Dad used to talk about this lawyer that he worked with, and he used to take his Continental and he would wash it and then he would deliver it in Grosse Pointe at his house, because my dad was a service manager for a, was it Buicks that he sold?
A car dealer.
Lincoln Mercury. Yeah, that's why I had a Lincoln. And he was an individual of exquisite service. And so the guy would always say, Al, if you ever need anything, would you please make sure legally that you come and make an appointment? I'll take care of you. And so my dad told me that. And so I told my mom, go to this lawyer and tell him about this case. And so she got on the bus, drove all the way down from Park Street to downtown Detroit, went nervous as a cat, went into the appointment, and he barely opened the door for her. She sat down. He was condescending. And he basically said, there's nothing that can be done, and there's nothing that I want to do. I'm sorry. And so she walked out of the office, and the secretary stopped her and said, by the way, he said you should have this. And it was a $100 bill. It was a $100 billing. He had invoiced her for the conversation. And she cried all the way home on the bus. At that moment, I decided I wanted to be a lawyer, and that I could take situations where someone who was debilitated, was hurt, was in a circumstance where they needed to know their legal rights, and I could turn her tragedy into something that would serve humanity, that would serve the world. And Beth, and I see in your career that you've done the same thing, and I see it in my brothers, other brothers and sisters, how they've done it with their kids. Beth, why don't you share a little bit about what you do and how that was inspired?
I help people to communicate after a brain injury. And I also help family members who are impacted by that disability. And so there's been a great impact in my life based on my parents' experiences.
Beautiful. Well, I think the lesson...
One of my daughters...
Go ahead.
One of my daughters... Ma'am, this is Nancy.
Go ahead.
One of my daughters has a special need child. Excuse me. And she told me that Grandma's her role model. She learned that she can understand Grandma. And she's understands what she went through with Dad. And it helps her take care of her special need child.
How beautiful. Well, I think the takeaway, we've only got about a minute and a half left. The takeaway of all this is that it doesn't matter what happens to you in your life. It matters what you do with it. It matters how you unwrap that present and open up and, like the butterfly, show the world. Because within every tragedy is the potential of triumph. And if we learn that lesson that Beatrice taught us, we'll finish our book, right, Beth?
Mm-hmm.
We'll love our families. And we'll craft a career that serves like she served. And the world will be an even better place. Because within that service is compassion. And that's what it's all about. Listen, I want to thank you guys so much for, I know it's been difficult and emotional for all of us, but the truth of the matter is, she deserves it. She deserves to be acknowledged, and that her message can and always continues. I love you guys.
Love you too, Jeff.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.